is Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla, and we have
Trisha,
and we have friends today. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
What up, ding dongs? I'm Miguel. I'm a freshman. Show me your ways.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Katie, and I.
Maybe
don't have
we won't have you back on.
I'm Katie, and you don't have an introduction. That's okay. That was your introduction.
I mean, I'm here. I'm up.
Yeah, we're going to have fun times today. Miguel's going to talk about some conspiracies later, because usually Trish and I's conspiracies are pretty lame, so. While I'm at it, this is WMFO Medford, our station ID. And what's next on the playlist, Trisha?
Coming up next, we have Heaven by The Walkmen.
That sounds cool.
Children,
again.
You're listening to Black.
Okay, this is the funniest thing ever because we always, obviously, our name is a play on the Black Keys and the White Stripes, but then whenever we talk about our radio show, we always mess up the name and we're just like, wait, it's White Stripes or Black Keys? I'm like, no, wait, but it's not. We're trying to be like punny here. So we just, it takes us a minute to process it, especially at this time in the morning.
Especially at 2 a.m.
Yeah, you know, that's just how it is.
So hi to our lovely, wonderful guests.
Hello, hello.
Miguel is part of this, like, WMFO, but he didn't get a show. And then, so he's like, I'm just going to sub. But honestly, the sub emails, you know, someone sends a sub email and then literally 12 seconds later, I'll be like, I got it. So Miguel, this is it. Is this your first time?
Since training, I think so, yeah.
Really?
All right.
Oh, that's so special. Yep. You can do the PSA today.
Yeah, you should find one.
Okay. Yeah, you want to do it now?
Why not? All right, we've got a wonderful PSA here.
You're just gonna read the first one off the top. You gotta do better.
No,
than that.
Sorry, this one has some like super high quality Simpsons clip art, so you know it's the classiest.
Okay.
Half of the words are blotted out because of a printer error. All right, happy holidays. Please do not drink and drive. It's that special time of the year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, i.e. if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, hosed, toasted, even just a wee bit tipsy, please do not even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, get to a party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. Bam, done. Service requirement over.
Thank you very much, Miguel.
Yeah, we appreciate that, although it's not Christmas yet.
So, yeah. So now...
We should discuss this. When is it too early to play Christmas music?
Anytime in November.
I don't think you should. I think Christmas music is acceptable Thanksgiving on.
Yeah.
No, I think it has to be the end of the month. It has to be December 1st.
Okay, I respect that, but like I'm a fan of some Christmas music on Thanksgiving.
Or Black Friday, like Christmas carols while you're Black Friday shopping.
I'm not a huge fan of going to stores on Black Friday. It depends on the store. Because some people are crazy, let me tell you.
So do you do that Cyber Monday thing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so we have some fun news.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, Trish and I went to see Death Cab for Cutie because she had tickets, and I was like, you know what? I'll repay you with more concert tickets. So the Kooks are coming here in February, so we're going to go see them, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that.
I'm so excited, too.
I really love them.
And I squealed when you sent me a picture of the tickets.
I know, so... the next song is going to be by them, and it's I don't know if that's their first album, but it's an older one, and it's called Sway, and here it goes.
It's their classic one.
Yeah, I think it's the one with Naive on it, I'm pretty sure, so that's the one that everyone knows.
Conk, the one mm-hmm. with the
it's like bluish,
outside
yeah.
Outside the bar yeah. or wherever they yeah. are. And yeah, so the next song's called Sway, and
yeah, hope you like.
Have to say, I'll stand by you. whatever you have to say. You know I love you, and come however you have to come, and get it out, and get it out, and take it out on me, and take it out on me. I give you all, I give you all, I give it, I give it.
It's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're lonely, why don't you say you're not lonely? Oh, you're a silly girl, I know, I heard it's so. It's just like you to come and go. I know me, no, you don't even know me. You're so sweet, so dry, oh my, you caught my eye. A girl like you's just irresistible.
We're back.
Yeah.
And we have a special song from Miguel. You want to talk about your song, Miguel?
Let's. All right. So this next song is from my favorite band in the whole wide world, in that being the Mountain Goats. Mountain Goat songs, there's always a lot to say and very little that actually needs saying. For my training, I actually did a couple of short segments called Roth on Darnell. And, boy, did that show need some retooling. So unbelievably pretentious. So I'm gonna let the work speak for itself a little. This was on my mind throughout Halloween, which the reasons for which will become shortly apparent, but I like to think it's a perennial hard rock jam. This is Lovecraft in Brooklyn by the Mountain Goats.
All right, here we go. Coming up now.
Out in shape. Our sun goes down, the armies of the voiceless, several hundred thousand strong, come without their bandages, their voices raised in song. And when the streetlights sputter out, they make this awful sizzling sound. I cast my gaze toward the pavement, too many bloodstains on the ground. Rhode Island drops into the ocean, no place to call home anymore. Lovecraft and Brooklyn.
Miguel was just talking about putting a Blade Runner reference into your DJing, and that reminded me there's a song by the Arctic Monkeys that's like, "Have you ever seen Blade Runner?" So I feel like I should play that now.
Blade Runner is amazing.
This one goes out to DJ Rick Deckard if it comes up.
Okay. So yeah, Trisha, what time is it?
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Okay. So Miguel
has our conspiracy.
Yeah, do the honors.
All right, gonna hit you with a wild one here. How much do you know about the Carboniferous era? 2-foot-long dragonflies, 6-foot-long centipedes. Now you might ask, how big did the trees get? Depending on who you ask, as big as mountains. There's an interesting corollary to this theory, which is that no actual trees any longer exist on Earth. Any flat-top mountain, any mesa, that's the stump of an actual tree that used to exist. Who cut them down? The government, obviously. That's the gist of it. Help me fill in the blanks here. What do you think?
There are no trees on Earth. But
so the trees are only put in by the government?
Any trees that exist right now are poopy baby trees put in by Big Tree that will probably take 10,000 years to reach their actual intended size.
So the trees that there used to be are much larger than
yes.
the trees we have.
And their stumps are what we now call rock formations.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. Honestly, we need to stop doing these kind of, like, scientific ones, because I just can't process that right
Aren't
now.
Aren't all conspiracies scientific? I think the best ones are the ones that have information behind them.
Because true, but sometimes I just want to hear about some lizard people.
Here's the deal. Yeah. Here's the deal about both lizard people and giant trees is beyond the completely specious scientific arguments is very... It definitely speaks to something human. The lizard people, like, that's a pretty basic and toxic suspicion that everyone in power is somehow aligned against you. But this tree one, I like it partly because it speaks for this weird nostalgia that we have of a past before humans, of a past before a certain type of exploitation, which, of course... It's weird to have a nostalgia for something that you inherently cannot be a part of.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, excuse me, but when I'm nostalgic about things, it's through experience, and that's different because it's not experience, but yeah. We're always looking to have new ideas here on our show, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you very much for that conspiracy.
Yeah, I know.
I will not look at trees the same way anymore.
Yeah, I'll look at trees and I'm gonna be like,
I've seen bigger.
Yeah. I've seen bigger.
Yeah.
Katie, do you have any thoughts on the conspiracy theory of the day?
I mean, I just kind of want to know the rock formations, are they all like one type of tree? Like, is there like birch, willow trees, like all that?
Oh yeah, because I know you love birch.
I love birch trees. They're so good.
So I heard you have a song for us.
Yeah, it's a political bop. It's
so called.
No, it's by the Killers. It's called Run From Covers. It's Run
For
Cover.
Yeah.
I just want my bed, you guys. But no, it's from my latest album. It's really cool. It has a little bit of social commentary, but like,
yeah, it's very
good
current.
Social
it's
commentary.
Very current.
Oh yeah,
guys, we just had an election.
Yeah,
we have to be. Yeah.
Are we gonna expose her? Are we about to expose Kayla?
Oh my god! Yeah, I wanted. So what happened? Okay. I'll just tell the story. So what happened? Was I sent in my mail-in ballot. Like, I sent in the application for it. They sent me back another application for a mail-in ballot. And then my parents said that they mailed my father a mail-in ballot at my house. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And then today, right before, well, long story short, it's like I didn't get anything in time for the election to send it back to them. But today, before I came here, looked at my mail. Lo and behold... mail-in ballot application, like, to fill out the mail-in ballot was in there, and I was like, wow. Because I was really upset that I didn't get to vote. I was, like, genuinely upset, and then now I saw that it was in there, and I'm like, wow, I feel like such an idiot. Maybe I shouldn't be voting. That's a whole nother debate we should have, is that, you know, like, people in prison can't vote, but then it's like, but if they can't vote, like, why can't we say, like, other people can't vote? Like, what if you have, like... like, I don't know, a disability. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a crazy debate, and I think we should do that. We should talk about that sometime, because it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, run for cover.
I mean, I can say that...
Also, we are listening to... You are listening.
We have to do this in the last 5 minutes, Trish.
I know, but I just figured, just in case we had forgotten, I figured it would have been better to do it now rather than, like, never. So I was like, oh, it seems like we might forget. But that's okay. We can do it later. you're listening to 91.5... FM WMFO meant for Tufts Freeform Radio, but you didn't hear it from me. Okay, Katie, it's
so
time
soothing.
For your song.
Yay!
Well, so this is Run for Cover by The Killers.
Let's go.
Don't be afraid of the fear. heated up. The question is plain as a propeller in the middle of the course when ambitions are low.
I just want to say thank you for coming on our show again. That was really fun, and I liked your guys' commentary. We should do it again sometime.
Yeah. I have nothing else to add, except that you two are wonderful, beautiful people.
Yeah, and we love you.
We appreciate your presence.
Yes, Katie.
What if Bobbert's listening?
I don't think he's listening.
To all you out there who are listening, you'll
thank
just have
you.
To wonder who Bobbert is. All right.
That's
this
a story.
This is Trisha and
Kayla.
Our show is called Black Stripes
or White Keys. Yeah.
And you're listening to what?
WMFO Medford. So yeah, we're gonna play you out with one last song, which is the Arctic Monkeys song I was talking about that talks about Blade Runner, and you'll see. So here you go.
Thank you.
Pretty cool.
1984, 2019. Maybe I was a little too wild in the 70s. Rocket ship greased down the cracks of my knuckles. Karate bandana, warp speed cheek, hair down to the impressive mustache. Love came in a bottle with a twist of cap. Let's all have a swig and do a hot lap. So who you gonna call? To be one of those ghosts you thought that you could forget, and then I haunt you via the rear view mirror on a long drive from the back seat. But it's alright, 'cause you love me and you recognize that it ain't how it should be. Your eyes are heavy and the weather's getting ugly, so pull over, I know the place. Don't you know an apparition is a cheap day? What exactly is it you've been drinking these days? Jukebox in the corner, long hot summer. You got a film upon the wall.
Free down. You free, says she. Free down. You free, says she. Free down. you.